Gangs of New York was one of the most seen and talked about films of the year, garnering 10 Oscar nominations. The movie focuses on clashes between Irish immigrants and so-called nativists in the volatile Five Points neighborhood of New York City. This could be any intersection in New York City, but it is not just any intersection. It is the legendary Five Points, setting for Martin Scorsese's recent film, The Gangs of New York. Today, the intersection near the site of the World Trade Center suggests nothing of the poverty and violence that reigned here in the 19th century. Even the street names have changed. Kathleen Hulser of the New York Historical Society says it was a neighborhood the city was eager to forget.
The buildings were still built of wood then, and they had not indoor sanitation. They had outdoor privies, and it was already low-lying, so the smell in the area was absolutely terrifying.
Now clustered with courthouses and government buildings, the Five Points was part of a larger area known as the Sixth Ward. Tyler Anbinder, author of a book called Five Points, says that although nothing is left of the points as depicted in the film, much of the Sixth Ward is still intact.
Pretty much the southwestern part of the neighborhood is gone, but the other half of the neighborhood, the northern half and the eastern half, is still all there, and virtually every building there is 150 years old.
Residents of the Sixth Ward included freed slaves and the largest Irish population outside of Dublin. Over the years, poor immigrants flooding in included Italians, Jews, and Chinese. Much of the area today is part of New York's flourishing Chinatown. The film Gangs of New York centers on street fights between Protestant Irish born in America, the so-called nativists, and new Irish Catholic immigrants. But Professor Anbinder says that clashes like the one staged in the film's climax were not really about birthplace or religion, but about territorial control.
That riot actually took place between the so-called Dead Rabbits and this other gang known as the Bowery Boys. But in real life, it was a riot between two Irish-American gangs fighting over Five Points turf, not a riot between nativist Protestants on the one hand and Catholic immigrants on the other. And so that's the kind of thing that I think could have been portrayed more accurately.
Over the years, artifacts from the Five Points section have helped historians understand its history. Historian Kathleen Hulser says that rich textiles and beautiful china and glassware found there indicate that not all residents of the Sixth Ward were necessarily poor. But, she says, the artifacts that remain foremost in her mind hint at the very worst living conditions.
They also found something that's really rather moving that is portrayed in the film, which is a few skeletons of tiny infants who were probably the children of prostitutes who worked in a brothel that was found on that site. Prostitutes who would have been working in the Five Points area couldn't afford to have children, and they would either have possibly a late-term abortion when they figured out they were pregnant, or if they bore the child, they would have to destroy it.
Unfortunately, very few of these artifacts still exist. Peter Sneed, a project manager for the federal government, oversaw one of the few archaeological digs conducted in the neighborhood at a site now home to a new courthouse. He says the fruits of the project met an untimely end on September 11, 2001.
They had cataloged about 900,000 individual items, and of that 900,000, all but 18 were lost with the destruction of the World Trade Center.
These are the hands that built America.
This song by U2 called The Hands That Built America is part of the Gangs of New York soundtrack. It is about the role Irish immigrants played in U.S. history. According to Professor Anbinder, the song and the film make an important point that is often neglected in the years since Irish Americans achieved financial and political clout.
The Irish literally had to, as the movie portrays, fight for their fair share of what America had to offer. And that's a very important lesson, and one that's mostly forgotten today.
By the 1920s, when Herbert Asner wrote the book that inspired The Gangs of New York, the Sixth Ward had changed. The swampy land on which the Five Points was built was filled in. Homes had indoor plumbing, and people had steady jobs. And the Irish gangs were gone, replaced by another of film director Martin Scorsese's favorite subjects, the Italian Mafia. For Voice of America, this is James Donahower in New York.